Welcome to Czech Science. In today's edition, we'll visit the National Museum in Prague, which faces some serious problems. But first, we'll have this. Have you ever wondered where the ruby color of red wine comes from? And did you know that some wine producers enhance the color of wine, even though they shouldn't? These questions arose during research conducted by scientists from the eastern town of Olomouc, which focuses on natural dyes called anthocyanins. Petr Bednář from the Department of Analytical Chemistry of Palacký University in Olomouc.
Our research is focused on the analysis of chemical changes of various compounds during their interaction with a cell or during their passing through a human body. Among others, we study behavior of anthocyanin dyes belonging to the group of natural polyphenolic compounds. We are interested also in the sources of these anthocyanins. The analysis of the content of anthocyanins provide interesting information about character of the source.
And what are anthocyanins and where can they be found?
These dyes can be found mainly in the colored fruits, like our wine grapes, different kind of berries, flowers, some leaves and so on. These compounds have some important functions in the nature, including prevention of plant tissue from UV radiation, attraction of insect for pollination, or orientation of animals for finding of food. Anthocyanins occur also in different kind of food, including wine, and then the study of anthocyanin profile give an important information for differentiation of the food product, information about authenticity, or eventually it can point out on prohibited treatment of the food.
And do these plant pigments have any beneficial effects for human health?
Yes, they do. Several effects were described up to now, including strong antioxidant and antimicrobial activity, preventing cancer and cardiovascular disorders. Recently, also some anti-diabetic effects were described in the related scientific articles.
Can you detect whether the color of red wine has been enhanced by added colorants, and what kind of coloring agents are they typically?
Yes, our methods are able to detect additional coloration using synthetic dyes or natural dyes which are not authentic. Anthocyanins present in berries are structurally similar but not identical with those contained in wine grapes. Then the presence of non-authentic anthocyanins in wine suggests that the wine was artificially colored. Our methods are able to distinguish the individual anthocyanins.
And could expertise be potentially used to expose winemakers who adulterate wine?
The proposed method was tested up to now, I would say, only in academic environment, or better said, university laboratories. Its using in routine control is connected with the creation of standardized, or better said, normed methods, which represents relatively long time, many of confirmation experiments, as well as appropriate funding. However, apart from the discussed method, the experiments are very useful for complex characterization of different kind of food products.
And I was speaking to Petr Bednář from Palacký University in Olomouc. And I must admit that before I spoke to him, I had no idea that some winemakers indeed do enhance the color of red wine by using elderberries and so on. But now let's go to the National Museum in Prague.